Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz, and I have two words for today. What vacation?
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, yes. She's back.
Ah, wow.
Oh, my. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, what was lovely, I did the show on the heels of literally arriving just a couple of hours before,
mm-hmm.
and had a meeting for what I was led to believe was for a job, not
mm-hmm.
a job interview, but a casting project.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, put it this way, I wasn't even back from Columbia 24 hours and I already had to check somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, this individual decided to change his mind about hiring me. So when I, and it's just more a logistical thing. It's not a personal thing at all. It's
mm-hmm.
a logistical thing. Things were going to happen all in Los Angeles, and what
Ooh.
Was supposed to happen in New York, and I was supposed to cast like 10 roles in New York, they were shooting B-roll so that they could green screen LA actors. Well, that's amazing. So I said, so what am I doing here? Why are we talking to each other? Because the meeting, why are we here? Because the meeting was set up while I was in Columbia, and this was like the time for his schedule, my schedule, that could line up on the heels of moving and shifting lots of things. And I would have preferred to have slept or spent time with my child or any
right.
number of different things that one could be doing on the heels of just arriving. So when I said to this very privileged individual, I said, so why aren't you talking to a Los Angeles casting director? Why are you talking to me? And he says,
yeah,
because I like you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, like, I am so sick of old white men. Like, you don't even understand. Like, if you're an old white man, stay away from me. Stay the hell away from me. Now, we were at a very nice place in my neighborhood, thank goodness. Actually, you would really like this place. It's a very understated kind of bistro place, but very low-key, but they specialize in really good wine. And I think you would
mm-hmm.
really like it. It's like two blocks away from my house. Thank goodness I was in my neighborhood.
Yes.
So I had a glass of something real good. And the thing is, I only had like three sips when all this went down, because my mind moves quick. I'm like, I figured it all out. I'm saying to myself, so, and we're talking, and you're talking to me, why? You're not booking me. This isn't a job. I prepared for this meeting. I'm really good at what I do. We've been talking about this off and on. I said, so am I consulting you for free?
Right.
This is the third meeting in a year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Of course, I guess he was never checked by a Colombian female before, because he was stunned. Stunned. So now I was only like two or three sips in from my glass of champagne. So I said, I'm going to down this because it's good. So I downed it. I put the glass down. I said, good luck with your movie. I'm out.
Mm.
And I walked out. I said, everything is from your point of view. So you want to think, the next time you get into a situation with somebody, you might want to think about their life experience. I could have been sleeping. I could have been with my 12-year-old. I thought this was a job. And then he says, well, the decision was made only like 10 days ago. And I said,
oh,
and you scheduled the meeting the other day when I was in Colombia. You think you want to let me in? And you're sending me attachments, okay? You're sending me documents and attachments. Oh, so that we can have another free consulting session.
Mm-mm.
No. And he says, well, I see everything from my point of view. And in my mind, I said, of course you do. In my mind. And it was very interesting. It was very symbolic and very interesting on many levels. I also thought that was potential income.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine. Every no leads to a better yes.
Right.
And tapping into having profound faith and tapping into the abundance of the universe and knowing that all is well and knowing that my kids will not be without and to hell with appearances, you know, that's it. Yeah, I wasn't even back hours.
Wow.
That happened at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got in at 5:15. I got in at 5:15 in the morning. Hello. The plane landed at 5:15. I got to my house at like 7 o'clock.
Mm.
So I'm already checking somebody at 4:30. What the hell? I'm like, I'm glad I got some rest. Who knew?
Wow.
Yep. So, what vacation? Yes, and the hits just keep on coming. And it's wonderful to hold and stand one's ground. There might have been another time that I just would have swallowed it. There was no reason. There was no reason. If you're going to take my time and my expertise for granted, been there, done that.
Right.
Yeah. I've lived that for more than half my life. We're not doing that anymore.
Mm.
Mm-mm. So how are you, darling?
Better today.
What happened?
Yesterday the smoke alarm went off in part of our house, which is new.
Right.
This is at 5:30 in the morning. I'd never heard this alarm before. It was like a little. Like two or three beeps, but because it wasn't sustained, it was like two or three beeps.
Right. And then you don't know what that is. You haven't heard it before. Right.
And so I'm like, what? What is that? And it was, you know, my room is sort of on that back side of the house. So I heard it.
Right.
And I'm like, what is that? And I'm thinking of all the appliances that could make that noise. And I have no idea what that is. So I get up.
Right.
And I go in the back. And it's not going off continuously. So it just has this, like, it's like a couple of beeps, then a pause, and a couple of beeps. And then by the time I got out there, it stopped. And I'm looking, I don't even know what to look for. I'm checking everything.
Right.
I'm like, you know,
oh
I'm just
my
like,
God.
Well, I have no idea what this is. So I go back and go back to my room. And an hour and a half later, it goes off again. And this time there's like a little recorded voice, I guess, that comes from this smoke alarm that says fire. And I'm like,
shut up.
So I get up again and there's no, I mean, I don't smell anything. I don't see anything. And it's,
oh my God.
So I, you know, have to take, you know, I don't unplug it, but I take the battery out, you know, I leave
right.
it hanging because I can't,
right. yeah,
really,
yeah, yeah.
you know,
right.
And so I'm a little freaked out about, you know, is it an electrical
fire
that I can't, yeah. Is there fire?
Right.
So
is there
outside,
fire? Right.
You know, I'm checking the roof. I'm
oh,
walking
Jesus.
Around. I don't know what to look for. I mean, I'm like,
oh
I don't
my God.
See anything.
This sounds like one of your dreams, but real life.
But it's in real life, yeah.
right.
And,
oh, my God.
And, you know, the cats are kind of freaking out because it's a loud noise. My cat is like, I'm going to go outside.
Oh, yes. It's a horrible
like,
noise. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I start calling. I call some electricians because I don't see or smell any fire, like, you know, like a wood fire.
Right.
And I'd send a text to my contractor because we have some other like odds and ends he hasn't finished doing yet. And so one of them was the electrical, like the wiring his son did. And now his son is young.
Oh, yeah,
and, and you know, and I call him a nice kid, but he doesn't hold any authority like his father does. Cause he doesn't really know. It's not his gig. Like he was trying
right.
to fill in when his father was out. And I'm like, you know, I don't need to deal with you because you don't know.
I can't deal with no children right now. This is some growing up situation.
Right,
yeah.
right. But there's a part of me that's like, you know, there's some wiring issues that I had told my contractor about with like the lights And we have a little bit of leak, some leaks coming through from the roof. All this is new. And
oh my God.
And he said it's because they had to change they had to put something into like vents in the roof per city code, or at least the city inspector had said, oh, you need to add these things. And he's like, why? You know, he was waiting for everything to be signed off and be done.
Right.
So the roofer was like, all right, we'll do it, but that's, you know, it's not right. But this is what the inspector is saying to do. So he's saying it's because of those vents that the inspector told him to put in is causing this leak. So I said, okay, well, you gotta
right.
fix it, obviously. And he just hasn't had, this roofer hasn't been able to come out yet. I mean, meanwhile, like, it's been raining, you know.
Right.
So all these things are kind of piling up. And so I sent him a text in the morning, probably not at like, you know, probably like 7:38-ish. I'm like, okay, just FYI, the smoke alarm went off.
Yeah, is there a fire in my house? Because I don't know.
And I don't know why, and I just want, I want some kind of, you know, I'm calling other electricians just because I don't know how soon you're going to respond to this.
Right.
You may respond to it, but you don't have someone who can physically come out
show
here.
Up. Right.
And I sort of had it out because I do like him. But he's a contractor and he's, you know, he can't do everything.
Right.
He tries to promise the world. And I know he tries to do that because I think his intentions are good. His heart's there.
Of
but
course. Yeah.
You cannot make
but you have
people,
to be realistic. Right.
Right. I'm like, you have contracts with people who don't seem to respect you or the work that you've promised. So, you know, there's just been a little bit of this and that. And so like with these lights, he had said earlier, he came by like, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And he said that, yeah, that's because it's an old switch plate, it's an old switch. And I said, well, the light switch, there's two switches. One goes to the kitchen and one goes to the lights in the back room. And I'm like, not that they're the same switch necessarily, but like this switch for the kitchen is fine. There's no flickering. But the other one, you know, obviously it's something. He's like, well, he had said this last week. He said, well, if, you know, my son can come out and do it, but he said it in this phrase, he said, you're going to have to take care of him. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like, why do I need to pay him to do this? If, you know,
right.
He said, or you could do it yourself. So one of my friend who gave me all this furniture, we were supposed to meet yesterday, and I told her the whole issue. I'm like, I'm waiting to hear back from a few different people. I don't know if anyone's coming by today, and I don't want to leave the house.
No.
Because I'm feeling a little unsettled. And she said, okay,
of course.
So I can, I told her what was going on, and she said, oh, well, you know, it's really easy to switch that out. And she said, why don't I come by? She said, we can get lunch, but I'll come by and I'll pick up a couple of switches. And, you know, I can help you with this. So she switched them out. She switched out both of them just in case.
Hello.
She said, so they match. And she said, these were like 69 cents each.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay.
But you have a contractor like put all these walls of, you know, difficulty and expense and markup.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
It's good to have a friend who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. And because when he had said, well, you know, or you could switch it out yourself, I guess because he was thinking, you know, I think what he's saying is he trusts that his son has done the job that needs to be done. But I'm like, but if the switch is old, why would he just leave it? Like,
yeah,
you
well,
know.
Because there you go. Because it's just a patch up. It's not, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm.
So
oh, my God. Well, I'm glad
kind of,
it wasn't oh my God! When you said smoke alarm, please.
Well, yeah. So, I was bending his ear a lot yesterday because I did. I called three different electricians just to find out what their rates are to come out because I know there's probably a service charge. So
right.
One of them isn't even they're booked through the new year.
Wow.
Another one he's sort of in our neighborhood and he's just it's like just him I think so. He had his rate and I said he could fit in, but they're all kind of reluctant because it's part of a new addition to the house. They're like, we don't want to cost you more money.
Right.
If you know, if your contractor can take care of it.
Right.
But there's a part of you that wants someone to go through the entire house, or as much, like the, especially the kitchen area, the older part of the house, and just to make sure the wiring's connected.
Wow, that's
and
scary.
Yeah.
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that's going to be an additional expense, but I'm like, it's for safety. I mean, there's
it,
there
you
little...
have, you can't mess with that.
Right. Right. So the contractor's son texted me yesterday, and he's like, I can come by tomorrow. We'll see if he comes by today. I can come by tomorrow around noon. You know, just, you know, please text me your address again. Okay. So I mean, I'm going to see, and I kind of have another person in mind just to
good in the wings.
Just to, yeah. But if he can just check what he connected, because there's some,
hello.
You know, like there's different
check your
parts
work.
Of the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Check your work.
And it's only been a few months, but I'm, you know, I'm talking to my contractor thinking, well, if there's been leaks because of the roof that I can visibly see in my ceiling, and you can see, follow the seam, and it's going to lead to this electrical outlet or, you know,
oh,
where the light.
You don't want an electrical fire. Oh my God.
Yeah. Where there's a light fixture. I said, let's check
everything.
Well, good for
you. Yeah. You, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a builder, but I'm looking
at
stuff.
No, but you're a smart person. Thank God. Right. Oh, good times.
Yeah, so that was my day yesterday.
That's your day. Yeah. So
I didn't wake up to any beeping alarms because the battery is out of that. But so it doesn't serve a purpose.
Right.
You know, like it's there's still an issue there, obviously, but I'm just wanting it to be safe, you know. And
yes.
And I think it's one of those things where it probably is the new part's probably going to be fine if they're able to fix
right.
the things they say they're going to fix. But I think some of the longer issues, longstanding issues with the kitchen area where we've had to reset some of the outlets every so often. And then sometimes the circuit will, the breaker will switch up because of what, for whatever reason, we're not adding any additional appliances, but it'll just cut off.
Yeah,
so something's going on there
mm-hmm.
that has been going on since I moved in. And I think it's at that point now where we need to investigate.
Yeah, good for
and make sure
you.
That
good for you. You know how many people be like, no, it's fine. You can't mess with that. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
You know, with Reverend Adam coming through and, you know, kind of doing the house clean. And I texted him, you know, yesterday as well.
That makes sense. Right.
Because like we had this candle burning, and it's done. So anytime a 7-day candle is done, I call them and ask them. And I'm glad I did that the first time because I would have been like, oh, we're done. I'm going to throw it out. But there's a part that says,
no.
I should probably let them know.
He needs to tell you what happens next, right?
Yeah. How do I dispose of this? And so I took pictures of it, you know, a couple of pictures and sent it to him. So he's going to come by on Monday.
Oh,
Monday
cool.
night. Or I'm going to come by and pick him up Monday night, bring him back here to kind of look
mm-hmm.
at the candle and then to meet my Aunt Thelma, do a little cleansing.
Nice.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like as far as, you know, energetically, spiritually, what we can do, what we've done is what we can do. But now this is like the physical follow-up of these.
It makes perfect sense.
Things, you know, it's
time
to
paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
it's
aware, you know, it's
yeah.
Mercury
mm-hmm.
retrograde, so
of
there's
course.
Some silly things happening there.
Yeah, just monkey wrenches.
But there's a reason for it to, you know, for
there
these
is.
Alarms to come up. Like
literally.
Even for you to know, literally, and then even for you to realize,
yep.
all right, I got to cut this
right.
nonsense
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Right, yeah. No. You don't get to be privileged and entitled on my time.
Right.
No. Absolutely
right.
not. And speaking of perfect segue, speaking of Reverend Adam, I actually am going to co-host a show with him tomorrow night.
Yes.
Seven o'clock. I don't know if he changed the title of the show, but the last I was on, it was called, I just show up, Psychic Talk Radio tomorrow on Blog Talk at 7 p.m. United States Eastern Standard Time. And I never know what's going to happen when I'm on the air with him, but I'm honored to be his co-host and to share the airwaves with him. Sometimes we get to share it with Lolita as well, and we go all in. It's very different vibe than the Sum of You show, and different audience, whole different situation. Although there was a lot of overlap, I recognized a lot of people who called into his show. So we'll see what happens. I think he wants to change the format a little bit. I have no idea. I'm just showing up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
That'll be good. Now, he sent me an invite to, and we talked about, not about that, but about, you know, my house stuff, and because he'd asked me for my email address, and I said, oh, okay. Like, he usually just talks to me about my, you know, but this was about, he said, I want to invite you, you know, see if you can call in, you know, can join us. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Friday night, we'll see. So we'll see what happens, you know, if I can join in for a little bit, I will.
Oh, that'd be great.
But I sat in on one of his shows at the, when I was at the, ice cream store. He had just finished doing his stuff at our house, and I brought him back to Lolita's, and he had to start his show. So I was sort of listening on his end. I wasn't like willing to call in or anything. But yeah, he has a particular theme. I think he was trying to introduce.
Yes. That's what he was telling me.
It'll be really good. I think it'll be really interesting. And for it to be on a nighttime show on a Friday, we'll see what happens.
Full moon too.
Should be really good. So
yeah,
I'm glad. I told him because he didn't have as many callers the last time he did this. So I said, well, let us know so we can promote it on our show, because people will tend to, you know, remember that. And who knows, you know, with Friday, you never know what kind of, you know, we don't even know. Sometimes we've done evening shows and we're like, no one's going to call in. And you're like, wow.
And then it's back-to-back callers.
Yeah.
Right. You just don't know. We just don't know. But we're just holding space to be on the air and to offer our time, energy, and expertise. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And just as when I listen to you speak, there's always good energy to absorb and things to learn and things to gain, and it's the same, you know, being on the air with anybody that you really respect and love, whether it's you, Anna, or Reverend Adam, Lolita, just, you know, our circle of wonderful colleagues, then it's great.
Right.
As the fire trucks go by my house. Anyway.
Speaking of alarms.
Yeah, right? Oh, but I'm so glad that you are not ignoring that.
Yeah.
You know how many people would just ignore that?
And I think
plenty.
I would have too. You know, in the past, I've been like, well, we'll just take a fire alarm down and, you know, take it off because people don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but you're in a different place. So, you know,
I mean, I'm paying attention to everything. Such an odd thing for it to kind of go beep a couple of times and then stop and then start
again.
Well,
the voice to say fire.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was an odd one. I'm like, oh.
If you have a voice, you're like, oh, and you're like, do you have a sister? No, I'm just kidding. If you have a voice, if there's a voice coming from this alarm, that's like, pay attention. Because I never knew the smoke alarm was going to talk to you or anybody. I didn't know the smoke alarm could talk. Who knew?
No idea.
The smoker alum could like have a conversation with you. Would you like red or white? Yeah, I don't know. Who knew smoker alum's talking to you? Oh my God!
I'm telling you,
girl.
Yeah.
And so. Yes, that's crazy. Wow. I know. It seems like you, Anna, and I were just on only on Tuesday. That feels like a month ago.
Hello, I know.
Right? Wow. And I'm so glad that her energy is shifting. And she sent me a photograph. I'll leave it at that. She sent me. You know what I'm talking about. She sent me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I ain't mad at that. So she's moving. I ain't mad. She's moving on. And that's beautiful. And it's about time.
Yeah.
That's good. Yay.
Yeah. I saw her and her new friend last night. Mm-hmm. They were actually heading on their way out of town. They're going down to the beach. And so I was going to and asked if I could drop off some shirts that they just finished up. But they, because they wanted to leave town. I said, yeah, I'll drop it off tomorrow after my show. So I have a car full of T-shirts, and I'm going to go do some delivery
nice.
For them. But it was just good to see them. She's definitely moving on and enjoying herself and
as she should.
In a much better space. Yeah,
much better
yeah.
place. I could tell
she's
the
got,
second.
She's got mm-hmm. stuff going on. You know, she's got because of the residual, but it's like she's moving through it.
She's moving
and,
through it. Yeah,
and she's
good,
not
good.
Doing it alone. I think she realizes she's not doing this alone. And she never has, but, you know, it's a lot harder when you feel
yes.
that you're trying to do it all alone.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah. And I think
so.
That's part of the process that you feel that you feel marginalized and you feel outside of everything and
mm-hmm.
therefore disconnected. But none of that is true because of the support. And it's not like she doesn't know about the support or she's not aware of the support. She would speak on her family and her father doing a daily message of support and everybody really being there for her. And you could feel that, but you still feel that sense of isolation. But she's no longer feeling isolated because she's accepted the support. She's
right.
allowed to receive it when she's always been the one literally giving support on every level.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, the tables have turned a little bit. And that she is finding freedom within the given circumstances where at first it seemed very restrictive and there was no freedom. And she found the loophole.
Right.
And good for you. And good for you. And that she knows it's not her. She knows that she's not flawed. She
right.
knows that she's not broken. She knows that this is uncomfortable for a reason. But it's not all divisive where she did something wrong or she was the bad guy or what have you. And I can really appreciate that when you can recognize that the energy on the other side does not discriminate. In the same way, Source doesn't discriminate.
Right.
So when you get to that conclusion, that beautiful freedom of awareness that, oh, I'm not being punished. I'm not less than a person. I have to move through this to get to the other side. That's what this feels like. And there's nothing wrong with me. That this energy doesn't discriminate.
Hmm.
And I actually came to that realization last night.
Hmm.
Although the circumstances are very different, they're extremely parallel because in both of my children coming to me separately, I made the conclusion that that energy doesn't discriminate. Okay.
Mm.
And I have to work twice as hard to make sure my kids get what they need emotionally. And I'm okay with that. I will do what I have to do. So it's wonderful when you come to that point where you're not flawed and broken and this terrible human being. Because you feel like that for a long time.
Right.
You feel that way for a very long time. So in her case, energetically, the tables are turning. So ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. So I'm happy for her. She deserves it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all is well. So she's off to spend the weekend at the beach?
Yeah. She has. She said she had an opportunity to take some time to go down to the beach. And they're coming back, I don't know, they're coming back Saturday at some point.
Nice.
Yeah, she has that wedding to a, or is it a wedding? She's doing something. I have a wedding to attend as well.
Oh, you do?
It's a holiday party. It's a holiday party that she's going to on Saturday. That's right.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, she mentioned that on the air. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I have a wedding to attend here in Atlanta. So that'll be fun. I should probably find out, you know, where and when.
That would help. That would be good to know, like, where you must show up and what
time.
It's an evening one,
but I have to... I got enough friends that are going that I'm like, hey, where's this thing going again?
So where is this?
Yeah, all my paperwork is sort of stacked away in different areas, or one area of the my table. I have two tables, so I haven't gotten to that part yet.
You'll get there. I understand. Listen, I understand completely. I just started to unpack this morning as my 12-year-old was getting ready for school. I mean, it's just, my God, it's just so much of, I don't know, reining in the scattered energy so that it's not scattered, or just that it, that knowing the, no, I don't want to say scattered, no, I'm going to change that, that walking through, navigating through the chaotic energy, knowing that it's like a heavy rain with a bad umbrella. Like, okay, you're just going to manage and do what you need to do, but you'll just manage. And that's that. And life goes on and everything's okay. Not everything's going to be okay. Everything is okay. Doesn't mean everything's amazing. Doesn't mean everything's terrible. It means everything's okay.
Right.
It's okay for now. It's okay for now. You know, and thank God for online Christmas shopping. Thank God. Because last night I'm like, oh my God, what are the kids? Okay, oh my God, single mom, oh my God. Right. Right. Oh my God. Right. My goodness. My goodness. And my suitcase is filled, or was filled, I unpacked it, with all these cool snacks and things from Colombia. I love to go to another country, and if I had to choose between going to a museum or going to the supermarket, I'm going to go to the supermarket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
When you see all these indigenous things and these native things, and I'm drinking some Colombian coffee that I bought as we speak, I'm like, I'm on drugs, girl. Ooh, these hips are not lying. Ooh, these hips are not lying. Ooh. It is a drug unto itself. And the thing is, it's strong, but it doesn't taste strong. Do you know what I mean? Because it's so smooth. They know how to make their coffee. And the dollar is so strong. It's amazing. You can get a beautiful piece of wearable art. I don't even want to call it jewelry. You could get a piece of wearable art that would have cost you $100 U.S., for like $11.
Wow.
Like, I kind of went crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of went crazy. And the stuff is just so, so beautiful. And I love that the culture is so inclusive. There's like every color of the rainbow. It's just every shade of brown is part of that culture. It's so gorgeous.
Nice.
And amazing. So my suitcases were filled with stuff. I went to their Target, which isn't called Target. It's called Éxito, but it's like their Target. I lost my mind. Lost my mind. Anyway. Merry Christmas. Yep. And they, oh my God. And the thing is, they take Christmas to a whole other level. They start decorating in October, early October. And they end up like January 6th or something.
Yeah.
And it's time. It's the people live for that time of year. It's their one bit of relief. There's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of income disparity. There's a lot of political unrest. So this is that one time that they can just get relief. The city that I went to is claiming to be the capital of salsa dancing, where it is an Olympic sport. It is. I'm like, are these people on meth dancing salsa? I've never saw salsa. It's very non-traditional. It is Olympic. It is Olympic. Well, I can't even describe. I cannot even describe it. And then in, I guess maybe the week before Christmas, they have a week long salsa festival. People come from all over the world. And when I was there, there was actually an article that a friend of mine sent from the New York Times that was all about, I'll actually will send it to you, so these beautiful photographs, all about how they're claiming that they're like the salsa champions of the entire world.
Wow.
These great photographs. And this article came out about the city where I was staying on the Sunday that I was there in the New York Times. Hello. With like 10 photographs. I'm like, oh my God, this is, I'm here right now and this article's in the Times. That's kind of crazy. Yeah, but it's like acrobatics. It's like Cirque du Soleil and salsa. Like, what the hell? It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. So they,
I love it. That you got so into it, you know? Love it.
I'm so into it. So into it. Oh, forget about it. So into it. So, if, I don't even know how many t-shirts I bought that said, like, Columbia on it. Like, ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go back with my kids.
Oh, wow.
Explore other parts of the country. Cannot wait to go back.
That's going to be great.
Oof. Loved it. Yeah. I mean, yes, there's a cartel. Sure. But. There is. Oh, my God. Like, I have my friend who lives there might collaborate on a project with a filmmaker there who was threatened by the guerrillas because he did a documentary that was, I guess, controversial or whatever. So whenever they would – oh, my God. So whenever – this was, like, so real. Whenever they would communicate, they could only speak for 60 seconds at a time because he couldn't get the phone tapped.
I'm my God.
Well, yeah. I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. No, we ain't doing that. No. Good luck on your project. No. Like, wow. That's no joke. No joke. I didn't even carry a purse with me. I carried this very nondescript bag, like the bag that you would just use at the grocery store or whatever. That was my purse. Like, just no jewelry, didn't, you know, and the thing is, as long as I kept my mouth shut, everybody thought, you know, because I look Colombian, I kept my mouth shut, I was cool, but yeah, nobody here but us chickens, nope, just,
wow,
gonna just blend in with the locals, and oh yeah, but this guy was threatened by the guerrillas, so I'm like, okay, we're not messing with, that's one part of the trip I'm not going to share with my mom. She's gonna know about how safe it was and it was nice. I ain't saying nothing.
Wow.
And there are parts of it that were very peaceful. Any place in the world, it's, you know, and the nature and all that, it's like there's always that underneath all of that, there's that sense of peace.
Right.
I felt so at peace there. I didn't feel unsafe at all. I felt very aware of my environment and very, you know, but I did not feel unsafe at all. I had my wits about me, but I did not feel unsafe at all because it's not like how I feel totally safe in New York because I'm a local. I'm not a local in these remote parts of Colombia. So I was very smart, but there was one night, it's really funny because staying with my friend, like I said on Tuesdays, like staying in the convent, you know, no coffee, no alcohol. He's a vegan.
Oh,
he doesn't go out. Yeah, so like I had to like make these little side trips, and I had my own little apartment. So one night, we ended our day early. Let's say it was like 5:30,
mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm gonna sneak out tonight. I'm gonna sneak out. So I took a little walk. I had the business card where the hotel was. I got in a cab. I was, because he's a vegan, I'm like, damn, if I don't have some like Colombia, some real, real authentic Colombian food, why am I here? And when I went to Mexico, when I went to Mexico to visit him, I didn't have Mexican food. Because every place we went, can you believe that? I lost my mind. I did not have Mexican food and I was in Mexico. Because we went to every freaking vegan, vegetarian restaurant. Now, look, I'm not mad because I ate clean And I did not gain, and I didn't gain weight. If anything, I lost like 2 pounds. I didn't gain weight. Who loses weight on vacation? Well, when you visit him, you lose weight. So I said, hell no. So I had the taxi drop me off at this very well-known mall, which I had been to before. So I kind of knew, you know, and you just say, this is where I'm going. It's like, boom. It's not like, oh, you this one or that one. No, there's only one. So it's like the main one. And I got some Christmas shopping done. He has no idea that I did this because he might have gotten mad at me. And there was this authentic Colombian restaurant. They have nice restaurants in the malls. It's not like, you know, Chick-fil-A and Burger King. Like, they have, like, all different kinds. And I had a typical Colombian meal, and I lost my mind. I feasted, and I did some shopping, and then got caught in the rain. I'm like, damn, got caught in the rain, and took a taxi home. And he has no idea that I did that. I snuck out of the convent. And I bought a split of champagne because they sell booze in the supermarket, and they had a supermarket in the mall. Uh-huh. And I had a party when I came home. I watched Miss Universe. Okay, Columbia came in second place. They were pissed.
Oh.
When am I going to watch Miss Universe? But because I knew about it because Miss Columbia was, you know, in it, and it was between her and Miss South Africa. South Africa won, but it was Jamaica, Colombia, South Africa. I'm like, okay, either Jamaica or Colombia, I'm good. But of course, South Africa won, and it was a big controversy because, you know, everybody wanted Miss Colombia to win, but whatever.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had a little party. I snuck out of the convent. Had a little party. Yep. And he won't know. He won't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I felt okay. I didn't go crazy, you know. I didn't go off the beaten path too much. The second I saw a cab, I hailed one. Nobody was questioning my. I guess I wasn't saying too much. I just said enough so that nobody would sort of question or even chit chat. And yeah, some of the cab drivers were chit chatting with me, and I'm like, okay, whatever. and this one, it was like Twin Peaks, and this one cab driver, he had like, he was older, like in his 60s, and he had like a stuffed cat, not like a real cat, but like a stuffed cat, like animal, like as his companion. I'm like, I ain't saying nothing. Okay. Okay. Well, just drop me off here, and okay. And they're talking to me, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, I see. I'm like, ooh, don't hear that I'm American. Okay, she's by herself. And I did great. And I came back with 3 bags full of stuff. It was great. And the thing is, too, when you're traveling with somebody, and I know you know this, when you're traveling with somebody else, you're not fully on your own time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm a girl who likes to take a peruse. You know,
yeah.
I like to just sort of take things in, but I'm very aware of energy, as everybody knows who listens to the show. I'm very well aware of energy, so I knew it would be better for, and this is why we got along so great. Thank goodness when you have that ability to really read energy, you minimize a lot of stuff, and you have a lot of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we had the best time. I knew, okay, this is have the boundaries and for both of us. And I also knew, because I enjoy spending time by myself, as he does, that it's very complimentary where you could travel with somebody. Oh, don't leave me. Oh, let's stay. Let's do that. No, we're not joined at the hip. Are we Siamese twins? Have we met?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Have we met? No. Yeah. So I was very happy just for our mutual benefit to just have this little adventure and to kind of see, like, yeah, I can do this on a Saturday night. And I was very smart. You know, it wasn't late.
Right.
And it was prime time. And the place where I was isn't as tourist-centric as other parts. Like, the next city I'm going to visit has a lot of expats live there. The way that Costa Rica has been marketed as a place for Americans to go to, where they're very safe and all of that, the next city I'm going to visit, because my friend is moving there, and I will probably take the kids, is very Americanized. So that would be, I would have felt it would have been easier. But this was a great experiment in my confidence and just wanting to have a little adventure. And, you know, the next day I was thinking to myself, I have a secret. I snuck out. He's like, oh, do you need to pick up some of these things? I'm like, no, I'm good. Because I got them. No, I'm good. I got them. Yeah, he doesn't know that I got them. Yeah, I'm good. How about, you said, no, I'm okay. I changed my mind. Hello.
Ah, oh, that's so funny. Much fun. Listen,
yes,
we
have a call?
Have a caller in the queue. He's been listening also in the chat room, but he's calling in. His name is Tomas. So let me get him.
Oh, Tomas.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, Tomas.
Well, should I use that term loosely?
Which term?
Ladies.
Why would you want to use it loosely? Are you judging us?
No, I'm only teasing. I'm teasing with you. I'm in a very vibrant, receptive mood today. I usually don't even put on the laptop until nighttime before I go to bed. So, you know, I'm a first-time caller, I believe.
Yes, you are.
I just wanted to know if you could pick up anything on my numbers and what advice you have.
So why don't you give Elisa your date of birth, month, and day?
He did. It was in the.
Oh, he did. Okay, so go ahead, Elisa.
I didn't know if he had a more specific question or if it was just about the numbers. So his birthday is January 27th, and so let me. I'm doing all the controls here, Tomas. So give me a second. I've got a cat leading on me very heavily. She's kind of like the third co-host sometimes. So I have to do a little bit of finagling around. But let's see here. Well, it looks like with your birthday coming up next January or next month, double check my numbers. Yeah. You're right now. You are in a two personal year. So this year so far, well, since your birthday in January, has been about sort of. You talk about being in a receptive mood, and two is a receptive number. So this whole year has been about receiving. Receiving bits of information, meeting a few different people, but not a lot, because what's happening is you're sort of planting some seeds. You're sort of ruminating on some ideas that you were introduced to the year before. And in this cycle of years, you know, with you being in a number two personal year, it's the cycle of 9 years. So you're in the very beginning stages of sort of redefining, reinventing who you are. Everyone goes through this process where in a 9 year, you've sort of reached a particular pinnacle and you're letting go of some things and you're at a point of realization. And then in a 1 year, you're looking at, well, what does this mean? You know, what does it mean for me? And you're also ready to kind of shed a lot of this old stuff and experience something new. And so in a 2 year, you kind of take some of the ideas that inspired you from the year before, and you really want to explore them, but you don't need to make a lot of noise about them because you're still kind of feeling some things out. And two is usually about partnerships as well and collaboration. So part of this energy for this year has been knowing a bit a better, having a better sense of who you are now, keeping it very current, and then seeing who shows up in your life. And there are some people you'll be drawn to, in part because of some of the questions you're asking. And in other cases, there'll be people that you are completely, oh, I got to step away. And it's just making some differentiations between who you were and the things that you experienced and what you stood for, and now who you are and what that means as you move forward, because you've got some new goals and some new dreams that you're creating. So when we get into next year, not only a new energy for the year, but also for your birthday, because your birthday conveniently is in January, you go from this two of being just receptive, a little more low key, to this number three energy, which is three, I think of as energy. It's about the flow of energy and what you want to put out to different people. And it's also about connectivity and connection and communication. So as you've gathered this information this past year and you've done a little bit more of a little inner work, kind of settling yourself and grounding yourself, now you've got some real bits of information and some real things to be so excited about that it's kind of spilling out, and you want to talk to more and more people. And that's sort of the energy of a three. It's very exciting. It is vibrant. That's a great word for a three. And as a result, you're always attracting, right? You're always attracting different people, different situations. So when you're in that zone, and as you're gearing up for this upcoming year, realize that your energy is going to be attracting a lot of different people. And now that you're talking more and more about things that you've just sort of kept in your head for a little bit, as you're more excited about it, and you speak with a little more confidence, because maybe you've done some due diligence, maybe you've explored a little bit more on your own, and you're ready to see how it is, not just in theory, like in your head, but how does this really play out when it comes to, like, say, real world with other people? How does this really fit in? Because you don't have all your pieces quite together yet. It's a process, so there's no race for it, but you're feeling some things out. And again, we talk about redefining who we are after a certain period of time goes by. And so this is an emergence of the self, and it's just another level. And we go through these every so often, and we go through it all the time, actually, but on a bigger level, when we think of bigger chunks of time, you know, with you starting out and going from a one to a two to a three, there's a lot of fun to be had, but just be aware of your energy and how you're feeling, because sometimes we get, it's like going to a bunch of, like, this is a great period of time. There's a lot of holiday parties, so everyone has to be on. And so you go and you go and you go, and until you realize, I'm just kind of tired of, eating the same foods. I'm kind of tired of eating, of seeing all the, seeing all the same people and having to talk about the same stories. And you want to take a break, So that may just be what you need to do every so often in this upcoming year, where you put out a lot of energy, but you have to know when to rein it in. And just pay attention, because that's also part of the process. You can't, and you don't need to be on all the time for other people. You do it for you. And then, when you need to take your time. I think it'll be a nice balancing act, because I think you're going to meet a lot of quirky people, because you're a quirky person yourself. You're an Aquarius. So you're going to be meeting people who've got some very different ideas. And I think part of that's really attractive to you. And the other part is like, but you kind of want to challenge them on it, because you really want to know, like, you have some questions and you really want to know. It's exactly why you've kind of put that vibe out there. But just know when you maybe, I want to say overextending yourself, just based on how you feel. And it's not about trying to, I don't think it's about you pleasing other people. But just pay attention, because that's why you're in this body. Pay attention and find out, do you just need to call it a night and just get some rest? Like, sometimes a good night's sleep is all you need, and then you can start up again the next day. Or sometimes you need time to integrate the information that you just got. So don't let it be like an addiction. I think that's for anybody who's in a 3 year. It's just let it flow, and know that it's not just about the energy flowing out and how you present yourself to other people, but also what you're taking in and how you take that in. When you do it, sometimes it's not going to be around a bunch of people. When you get it, it may be when you're sitting in meditation or when you're resting, but you need that time. and you need to have that space. And that's for you to make those decisions. But it's an exciting time because you're starting to really emerge, and you're gaining more confidence, and you're getting more information. So some of the bigger picture ideas that are kind of tumbling around in there are pretty soon going to be put into motion. But you're just feeling some things out right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this year, from, I'd say early on, around May, April, mm-hmm. it has been a lot of exploration into myself. A lot of knowledge has come out. A lot of blockages have come up. A lot has transpired. I lost mostly everyone that I care for. And now I have that time to actually be completely aware.
Mm.
And I am obsessive with things. So when I plan things out, now it's natural to me to be spontaneous at the same time. And the things that were taken from me does not compare to what has been replaced. But there are so many new openings and experiences, and it does flow. As long as I double
right.
it, it does flow. My meditation has picked up and increased in polarity, you might say, because I am so receptive to it now that even when I'm not meditating, sitting quiet and still, my mind is. I have clarity.
Wonderful.
And that is something that is so new to me. So it's like opening a present every morning.
Look at you. The only thing that I would say, and then we're going to have to sign off, is that maybe just shift the perception of feeling that things were taken away from you.
Well,
you know,
I put them in the past. I let them go because they're gone. There's nothing I can do about it.
Exactly.
I think there's fond memories of them.
Right.
And that's
right.
how I proceed.
It didn't happen to you. It didn't happen to you. Nothing was taken away, and they have their journey.
Right. You see, everything is perceived in us, in me.
Right.
Well,
right.
you know, that what extenuates outside of me is just for my taking or not.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're on the right track. And that was a great reading that you got from Elisa.
It's
and I would suggest that you download the show and you listen to it again.
I already have.
Okay, good for
have.
You. All right, well, listen, give us a call
Thank
back.
You.
Welcome to the show. And we're going to sign off now. But welcome, and it was great to talk to you.
Blessings to both of you. Have a great life.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Cool. We love a first-time caller.
Yeah.
So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And join us, and maybe Elisa, you'll be with us tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as we may be guesting on Reverend Adams' radio show, which is a really interesting experience as well. So we invite you to join us. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. And Elisa, love you, girl.
Love you, too. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.